From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
As an Italian company pays its way out of Helms-Burton, we ask, is this how it's applied from now on? Jamaica's political parties accused of not going far enough to end the bloody political campaigning, and how a pig farm led to the muddying of reputations in St. Lucia. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. U.S. Senator Jesse Helms, one of the architects of the Helms-Burton law, has welcomed the deal which allows an Italian firm to operate in Cuba without sanction. The Helms-Burton law is aimed at preventing foreign companies operating in Cuba from using the confiscated property of Americans. The Italian telecommunications company, STET, made a one-off payment to the American phone company, ITT, for using what was ITT property seized by the Cuban government. The BBC's Richard Lister reports from Washington.
The Helms-Burton Act provides a range of penalties against foreign companies who make use of American assets confiscated by the Cuban authorities. But the State Department said it was ending its investigation into the Italian firm, STET, without further action, because it had agreed to compensate the American phone company, which used to own the Cuban telephone network. How much the company had to pay has not been disclosed, but the agreement means the Italian firm can operate in Cuba for the next 10 years without facing American sanction.